character. The inside of a buttercup has the same paint as my grandfather's old cutlass. Not the color yellow, or even gold, but glossy with glitter flecks that catch the light. Everyone makes up their own rules to save the world. My grandfather would save old baler twine and white woven plastic seed bags, because anything can be something else when the time comes. He would use the twine for a belt and the seed bags for garbage. Because he kept things nice in his own way, Grandpa laid a yellow and red plaid blanket down upon the upholstery before he loaded the back seat up with one or two hay bales like groceries for the cattle. A majority of people don't understand the difference between straw and hay. It's all about what is being cut and the color it makes when it dries. Even so, most people don't see a distinction to be made. Most things were before my time, and most things will come after. I don't remember the era of burlap on the farm, and even my father is too young to remember the car trips that took all day because there was a flat tire to mend every 20 miles or so. But I saw the light that came sideways through the crack in the windshield of the cutlass and landed on Grandpa's cheek. It was the day he had me drive him around the farm while he chuckled at the length of my legs and the way they bend so effortlessly. Now he has passed, and the car is a tool shed. The axles are buckled under the iron and scrap stacked on the seats, and nothing runs anymore. The keys are in the ignition. The blanket is in there somewhere. Buttercups are growing on the dashboard.